Please, thank you for your patience as we get the meeting going.
And I'll just wait for you to give me the green light.
Great. We should be live and good to go.
All right, good evening, everyone. Thank you for your patience. There were some technical difficulties that prevented us from starting on time, but in any event, this is a CPOC commissioner meeting and it is hereby being called to order. However, with the caveat that we do not have a quorum, or at least as the start of the meeting, we did not have a quorum. And I don't think we have a quorum at this point. Based on that, there's one point on the agenda that we will not be able to address today. But however, we will move forward with the executive director report, a report on an update regarding the mission statement, and there's one item that we will address in executive session. With that understanding, the time is now 6:15 p.m. My name is Jolly Hatchett. I am the chair of the Citizens Police Oversight Commission, and I will facilitate this meeting. This is a public meeting of the Citizens Police Oversight Commissioners that was probably advertised pursuant to the Pennsylvania Sunshine Act. At this time, I will call roll. Jolly Hatchett, I am present. Hassan Bennett.
Present.
John Solomon. Hearing no response, absent. Melanie Du Bois.
I am here.
Rosara Thomas.
I am here.
Hakeem P.A. Hearing no response, absent. At this point, I will also just take the liberty of reading the community colloquy. However, I'm being told that we do not have any questions that were submitted in advance. But to the extent that any questions do arise during this meeting, we will advise everyone that you have 3 minutes in order to provide your comments. And in this forum, the commissioners and or staff members are not required to give a response or an answer. We would ask that everyone be respectful in your questions, comments, or concerns. And again, that we will limit them to 3 minutes. And if anything comes up, we may not be able to get a response out to any individuals today. So thank you for that. As we move forward now, Anthony Arachi, are you prepared to give the interim executive director report?
Yes, Chair.
I will turn the floor over to you. Thank you.
All right, good evening, everybody. Danny, do we have the slides?
Can you see?
Yes, I think we're good to go.
Great, thank you.
All right, I hope everybody's having a good night tonight. This is the executive director's report for the month of July. We can dive right in with the next slide and get rolling. All right, this is our complaint data for the year. So to date, we've got 88 complaints that have been referred to internal affairs by us this year, 13 of which were referred in the month of June. The complaint data is a breakdown of complaints referred to IAD in the calendar year 2023. And this, of course, will be posted online for anyone that wants to visit it and peruse the information later. Next. All right, now some of these are broken down into what kinds of complaints that we have seen. What we're seeing now is this is all cumulative for the year, so you're seeing a sort of a breakdown of what we're seeing when we receive complaints. It's departmental violations at around 30%, lack of service at 25 or almost 25, unprofessional conduct at 14 and some change. Those are our primaries. We do have other categories of complaints that we have received, but those are our primaries. Next slide, please. Now this is a breakdown of where complaints are occurring during the year, or in the city, I mean. And you can see where they're coming from through us. Now this is not comprehensive in the sense of this is not all complaints going to police. These are the breakdown of geographic location of complaints that are coming through to us. Do the next slide. All right, our auditing and monitoring unit, we are all patiently awaiting the return of our director of that unit, Janine. She's out for a little while. She should be back in September, but the unit is still functioning well, and in the interim being supervised by our Director of Investigations, Jameson Rogers. So we have a report that's waiting for, that was a collaborative report between PPD and CPOC. This is sort of a part two report for our original Police Board of Inquiry report that came out, I think, a year or two ago. We're waiting for final reviews and edits and review by our commissioners, and then hopefully we'll be releasing that soon. We are assigning more PC memo audits, and we are developing a monitoring tool for cases, for internal affairs cases as they move through that system. The auditing and monitoring unit is already actively conducting audits, but and while we retained and did monitor some cases, we were in the process of creating a more formal tool. We are in the final stages of editing for that, and then it'll be ready for evaluation by our commissioners internally. And then we'll, once that occurs and everything is approved, then we'll begin that phase of our auditing and monitoring unit. We're also working on an audit report of 6 months of PC memo auditing data. That is for PC memo is the police commissioner's memo. So for a case, once it's completed, once it's investigated and completed, sort of the front summary is the PC memo, right? So that contains a summary of most aspects of an internal affairs case, and we draw a lot of data from those. Also in the works is the BWC study, and at some point later in the year, there'll be our counterparts will be authoring an article for Police Chief Research Magazine. Not really sure what that's going to be, what that's going to look like. It's we're just letting sort of the world know that it's happening. All right. Next slide, please. All right. So audit sampling. This is a new term for our auditing unit. We were trying to accomplish 100%, and we're accomplishing 100% auditing of cases coming through internal affairs. But the staffing issues, and as we build out, as we increase capacity, we'll be able to move back into that. But as hopefully everyone knows and understands, we're in the process of a years long build out of creating this agency. So it's so what we're doing now is trying to get oversight into the places where it can be most effective while we're sort of building that out. So now we're pulling 100% of cases with serious allegations like sexual assault, constitutional violations, etc., and then a random sampling across the remaining population of cases. This makes sure that we understand and we're putting oversight eyes on the things that matter most coming out of internal affairs. And we're also going to break them down between districts and allegations. Now, this strategy should allow us to make, should give us a good overview about these cases without creating impossible goals for our auditors. The active monitoring structure and how we're going to be more involved in the process of internal affairs, and they're all, and also assisting with UFRB, which is Use of Force Review Board case review. Next slide, please. All right, our investigations unit. We completed an inquiry into a fatal incident involving PPD from 2022 and submitted a criminal referral to the District Attorney's Office and PPD for further review. Now, this is a criminal referral, and the family has not been updated, so we cannot really give further public updates on it, on this case. So also the investigation unit, we have if anyone doesn't know, we have a new general counsel, Catherine Twigg, who is, aside from hitting the ground running at incredible velocity, is getting used to the investigations unit. She met with PPD leadership to discuss and review evidence. Oh, no, excuse me. I got that wrong. She was introduced to the officer involved shooting team, Supervisor Lieutenant Hendershot. This is the sort of the next phase in getting and having us competently understand the inner workings of those processes, so we can better engage in oversight of it. Jameson also is actively engaged in oversight of PPD response to the King Sessing mass shooting, July 2nd and 3rd, 2023. We've met with PPD leadership to discuss and review evidence, including the responding to the wrong location the day prior. This incident is still under investigation by Internal Affairs, and CPOC is going to continue to monitor this investigation and provide updates and perhaps after action and policy recommendations once it's all wrapped up. The next stage for investigations unit, we can go to the next slide, is CPOC oversight of officer-involved shootings. All right, so now an officer-involved shooting, as defined by PPD, is a discharge of a firearm, whether accidental or intentional, by a police officer on or off duty. Now, there were three prior shootings in February and March 2023, and since our director of investigation started, there have been six. Now, the following cases, the unit itself recommended no criminal charges to the district attorney's office, but that does not mean that review is complete. That means the district attorney is evaluating evidence, perhaps doing further investigation, and then we'll be making a determination. The shootings are as follows: March 24th, 1500 block of East Johnson Street; April 17th, 20th and Chu Street. There's a note that the district attorney's office has cleared the officers in that particular case. April 29th, 2023, 400 block of West Springhurst Street; May 4th, 2023, 2300 block of Fawn Street; May 31st, 2023, 2800 block of Ruth Street; June 8th, 2023, 7600 block of Ridge Avenue. As always, Jameson will continue to monitor these administrative investigations. And with each one, there's always, as our access and sort of reach continues to grow, we'll have the option and ability to do after action reports and policy recommendations upon conclusion, once we are able to fully evaluate the evidence and the conduct of the investigation in each case. Next slide, please. Our policy unit are continuing work on the following things. We've got some explainers coming down the pike for accident and vehicle investigations, the rights of trans and non-binary individuals in police interactions, gun returns for legally owned weapons. Our mediation program is continuing to expand. We're getting a lot of really good participation on the part of PPD. We still have some work to do getting residents to buy into the program and participate, but we're making progress, and Good Shepherd Mediation is helping us with strategies to help better engage the public in this program. So online content creation. We're developing a calendar to plan content for release through the blog and social media. This will include information on national trends in policing and oversight, as well as information that directly impacts residents. Next slide. All right, and our policy unit also participated in the following activities, which is a community movie night in honor of Pride, working to formalize the active monitoring of Internal Affairs investigations proposal with the audit team, which we discussed a little bit earlier. And being trained in the city's blog and social medias too, so we can better inform our socials and make sure our blog posts are on point and of interest to the residents of Philadelphia. Next slide. All right, our community outreach unit. They have been unbelievably busy over the last little while. This unit handles incoming complaints and provides constituents. They actually do a lot more than just community outreach. In addition to community outreach, there's constituent services, which is essentially solving problems that aren't covered under the normal complaint process. It's where if you call us and you want to make a complaint about police, but your issue doesn't fit neatly into an investigative solution, we try to help you walk you through that process and try to find a solution, connect you with resources, and basically solve the problem when an investigation's not going to do it. Of course, any resident, if we suggest sort of a community service or a constituent service route, any resident anytime can, of course, if you want it forwarded to Internal Affairs for investigation, we'll absolutely do that. Next slide, please. All right, so this is the month of June and up to mid-July, a list of things the outreach team participated in and attended, and that's it's extensive. I'll give a few highlights. I won't read all of them. We had extensive representation in the Juneteenth celebration, Philly Pride 365, Future Now, which was a summit with the Office of Black Male Engagement and Office of Public Engagement, Civilian Police Academy graduation. We also did a community movie night in honor of Pride Month with Philly Black Pride and the Colors Org. The 19th District Summer Art Camp, 25th District Block Party, and the William Way LGBT Center Summer Vibes Trans Joy Block Party. Next slide. All right, this is these are some photos that highlight our amazing staff and what they've done and where they've been. All right, and there we go. And there's one of our commissioners, Commissioner Thomas, graduating the Civilian Police Academy. We're all very proud. And also, we also have CPAC is now going to be able to address the Civilian Police Academy and tell everyone what oversight's doing in Philadelphia and in the regular police academy going forward. So it's a big step forward, and we're very happy to be a part of both. All right. Do we have a next slide, or is that the end of it? There we go. More community outreach. This is great stuff, and I really love these photos because it really shows how important community outreach is, and the kind of impact you can have with the kind of dedication to it that CPAC has been spearheading over the last year. Some upcoming events are the following. If any of you can join us or reach out or be a part of it in any way. We've got July 19th, the 19th district art camp sneaker ball. That's going to be pretty cool. We're having the 21st community wash and resource, Revolution Laundry, Elevation 215, a record clearing clinic. National Night Out is August 1st, and there's multiple events throughout the city. We'll try to be, on social media, we'll try to let you guys know what's happening and where and how you can get involved and where CPAC will be during that night. Also, we have on August 7th, I apologize, my voice isn't perfect. I had some trouble with it over the last week. We're having an international outreach. We have a Mandela Washington Fellow that will be visiting us from Namibia. We usually get someone every year that comes and we show them the ins and outs of policing in Philadelphia and oversight in Philadelphia. And basically, it's and how government in Philadelphia works. So we've always had great experiences and made wonderful friends from around the world, and I'm sure that it's gonna be wonderful this year. On August 17th, there's going to be a meeting and Know Your Rights discussion at the William Way Center. The 25th, our outreach team is going to the police recruit class graduation. And on the 26th, there'll be State Rep Burgos' annual Community Day event. So we'll be updating all of our social media on these events, and if any more come up during that time. We're very excited about all of them, and we hope we'll see some of you at them. I think we're good. Danny, right? Okay. All right, Chair, that concludes the Executive Director's report for the month of July. Thank you all very much.
Thank you for that. Anthony, as you know, the staff has a standing invitation at all times, but more particularly our public meetings to have a representative to address any concerns or comments. Have they raised any concerns or comments, or does anyone from the staff want to be heard tonight?
There are no comments for this meeting, and I don't believe there's anyone from the staff that wishes to make a comment tonight, but if anyone does, please raise your hand.
Okay, I mean, I will accept your representation and we'll continue to monitor the chat. One
Thank
thing
you,
I'll
Jeff.
ask quickly before we move on to the mission statement update from Hassan is that Catherine Twigg, to the extent that our citizens who are on the call tonight have not had an opportunity to meet or hear from you, if you could just say hello and give a few words.
Hi, everyone. My name is Catherine Twigg. I started with CPAC as the general counsel a little over a month ago. So it's been great getting up to speed and meeting everyone, and I'm happy to be here.
Thank you, Catherine. The next order of business is the a brief update regarding the mission statement from Commissioner Hassan Bennett. If you can just provide us with an
Excuse
update.
Me, Chair.
Yes.
This is Commissioner DeBose. I wondered if you wanted to open the floor for questions or comments regarding the interim executive director's report.
Not just yet. I'll ask that we hear from Hassan Bennett first, and then we'll circle back to that because we only have one. Honestly, the other order of business we're not going to be able to handle tonight. And I think what we'll hear from Hassan will be relatively quickly. If there are questions or comments regarding, first of all, I encourage everyone to submit questions or comments ahead of time. There's a mechanism to do that.
Well, I had a question based on the report, and I don't have a mechanism. I can't operate in that mechanism.
So with
so it wasn't regarding of the with regard to the public. I just had a question or two that arose as a result of the report.
And with the understanding that is from you, of course, we'll take that question now or comment.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. And Interim Executive Director, thank you for that report. I just want, as a point of clarity, we have heard the increased number of complaints that have come forth from the community. And as I remember, we were as low as 12 in January, and now we're at 88. Did I understand you to say that of those, there's only one that has been brought to the point of completion?
This question. No. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you, Commissioner Dubois.
That was just question number one. I'm listening.
Oh, okay. No, there was, well, CPOC doesn't complete investigations. Internal Affairs does. Those are complaints that came through us and were forwarded to Internal Affairs. We are not given notice of when any investigation is completed. That goes through a process for if it's founded and goes through PBI or is unfounded and the officer doesn't get administratively charged.
Okay, thank you. That's one question, and I should probably know the answer to this question as well. But I don't. Is it feasible to have an expectation of a timeline for the completion of complaints, or is it just based on however they can do it?
Well, in general, they have 90 days to complete an investigation, but it is common and customary for that period of time to receive an extension based on whatever investigative circumstances are deemed relevant at the time. If an investigator in Internal Affairs wishes to have more time or have the investigation continue beyond 90 days, they do have to request that in writing for their supervisors, so everyone's aware what's going on and why.
I appreciate that. I believed that I knew that because most affairs like this, especially as an educator, have a 90-day shelf life, if you will, so that some action has to be taken, whether it's a continuance or a notification of the need, as you just articulated. So thank you. Those were my questions, and thank you again for the report.
You're very welcome, Commissioner DeBose.
Thank you. We'll move on to hearing from Commissioner Bennett regarding any updates with the mission statement that we previously submitted and proposed. You're on mute.
Thank you, Chair. Myself and Danny met with Janine. I apologize, Janine Adamson from Web Support, going over the mission statement, and we came up with a mission statement that was circulated amongst the commissioners. The mission statement is the Citizens Police Oversight Commission, CPOC, oversees and investigates the conduct, policies, and practices of the Philadelphia Police Department, PPD. The commission works to, one, increase the transparency and accountability of PPD, to improve police conduct, enhance the quality of internal investigations, improve the relationship between the community and the police department. We provide recommendations on how to improve police, on how to improve the police department with the mayor, city managing director, and the police commissioner. CPOC is a member of the National Association for Civilian Oversight of Law Enforcement, NACOL. And then it provides a link, if I'm correct, Danny. It provides a link to the NACOL.
Yep, that's correct.
Thank you, Commissioner Bennett. Was there anything else? I believe that was submitted, but it was tossed back at us from the powers that be at IT or the website managers. I'm sorry, go ahead.
The website manager agreed with this one.
Okay, so that's what we can expect to be posted?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much for that update. At this point, everyone, I'll open it up very briefly for any questions or comments concerning the executive director's report, because we do have something we need to address in the executive session. Any questions or comments regarding the executive director's report?
Excuse me, Chairman Jelly, I just have one. Why are we not seeing the reports? Are we still not allowed to see the reports?
So I'm not 100% what reports you're talking about.
I'm sorry, I apologize. Go ahead.
I was just saying I'm not 100% sure what reports you're referring to or talking about.
Well, I'm referring to the reports that are being sent to Internal Affairs. So all right, hoping that we can be able to also look at these reports before they are turned into Internal Affairs.
All right, so let's briefly address that in executive session so we can flesh that out a little bit more. I'm not 100% sure what's going on with that. I see March's iPhone.
Thank you. I put the question in the chat. Can the executive director's report be posted ahead of the meeting? Because it's a lot of information to capture so quickly. And
I can say that we will try to make sure that they're in, but sometimes we're working on them right up. Regardless, we'll make sure to post it after the meeting, no matter what. If we can get it beforehand, we'll try to do our best to do that. But give us some grace, because sometimes we're adding information right up until the meeting. But we will definitely put them on the website where you can find the minutes after following.
Thank you. Thank you for that, Marcia. To that point, Danny and Anthony, my preference honestly is, because it's my experience, a lot of times when we give information up front, people spend less time absorbing and taking in the information when it's being presented, as opposed to just looking at and reading the information. So my preference is for it to be posted within maybe 24 to 48 hours after the public meetings.
Absolutely, Chair.
Sorry, Marta. I'm sorry, go ahead.
In that case, I tried to read it as it went by. Do I correctly understand that there were about 80 civilian complaints that were submitted through CPOC to Internal Affairs, but in fact, the resolution of none of them is available yet, neither sustained nor whatever. Is that the case?
That's correct.
And I guess my other question is, when you talk about a review or summary of complaints as when they're that the reporting out of the complaints are things like, is this the same officer over and over again, or any of that kind of information that the ordinary citizen would be interested in knowing about? Is that part of the report out, if and when they happen?
Well, we have CPOC has a data reporting requirement that's fairly extensive, and we are in the very early stages of building that out. There's going to be a whole lot of information that is included in those reports, and some of it will be organized and some of it will be raw for the residents to sort of examine and do with what they please. But a lot of what you talked about will be in there once that is further developed. But we're in the very beginning stages of creating the ability to do that reporting, and it'll take some time, but it'll be fairly extensive once it's complete.
Thank you. In the interest of time, thank you so much, Marta. I hope that helped. But as you know, if you still have other questions, we are all always available via email. There is a hand I see raised by Stephen, and that'll be the last question or comment that we have for the evening.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman. Can you hear me?
Yes, good evening.
Okay. So my question, I'll try to be brief, is about the executive session process. It's my understanding, and I could be a bit off on this, but it's my understanding that to go into executive session, you need to do at least two things. One is to provide at least one day's notice, which you may have done in the first place, but I think that's a requirement. And the second requirement, as I understand it, is to indicate the specific rationale for the executive session meeting. And that I don't think I usually hear from you all, so I'm bringing it up now.
Well, thank you for that. And actually, I don't think that we've gone into executive session often. One, to your point, our agenda, this particular agenda was posted how many days in advance, Danny? Several days in advance. It was posted bullet point number 4 under section 2, discussion and announcements, report on Las Vegas presentation, and in parentheses, executive session. So we did comply with that. The reason for us going into executive session is based on the nature of the information that is being discussed. It's sensitive, privileged, and confidential. That's not right for public consumption. This is also not a matter that is going to be voted on. It's just a matter of information that needs to be shared with the commission.
I would just ask you to check the open meeting law on the specifics of the disclosure, because it's not clear to me that what you just explained is specific enough to the law. So you might want to check that.
Well, thank you. I 100% appreciate that. It was intentionally vague based on the nature of the information, but I wholeheartedly appreciate that and understand the laws consistent with the Sunshine Act as well as parliamentary procedure. But thank you so much for raising that. Marnie, I do see your hand, but as I mentioned, we are not going to be able to get to any questions or comments that you have at this point because of the what we need to discuss in the executive session. At this time, I will ask that everyone, with the exception of, at least preliminarily, I would like the staff to stay on and all of the community members. Thank you so much for joining us. I apologize that we did not have a quorum. If anyone ever has any questions, comments, or wants to follow up, our emails are posted publicly. And we will definitely make sure that this, the report is posted online within 48 hours. And as you all know, the meetings are posted on YouTube and available. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Danny, you let me know once we have just the staff members.
Yeah, I'm also going to end the...